How much power does the name of Krishna possess? My heart constantly burns in the fire of worldly desires, like a desert scorched by the sun. The holy name, entering within my heart, through the holes of my ears, showers unparalleled nectar upon my soul. The holy name speaks from within my heart, moves on the tip of my tongue, and constantly dances on it in the form of transcendental sound. My throat becomes choked up, my body violently trembles, and my feet move uncontrollably. Rivers of tears flow from my eyes. Perspiration pours from my body. My body thrills with rapture, causing my hair to stand on end and my skin to turn pale and discolored. My mind grows faint, and I begin to experience devastation. My entire body is shattered in a flood of ecstasies. While causing such an ecstatic disturbance, the holy name showers liquid nectar on my heart and drowns me in the ocean of divine love of Godhead. He does not allow me to understand anything, for he has made me truly mad and has stolen away my heart and all my wealth. Such is the behavior of him who is now my only shelter. I am not capable of describing all this. The holy name of Krishna is independent and thus acts at his own sweet will. In whatever way he becomes happy, that is also my way of happiness. The holy name is the bud of the flower of divine love, the abode of devotion's wonderful mellows. Such is the power he manifests, that although he displays his power only slightly, he reveals his own divine form and qualities, steals my heart, and takes it to Krishna. Being fully manifest, the holy name takes me to Vrindavan and reveals to me his own love dalliance. He gives to me my own divine eternal body, keeps me near Krishna, and completely destroys this mortal frame of mine. The name of Krishna is touchstone, a mine of all devotional mellows, eternally liberated, and the embodiment of the pure divine relationship. When all impediments to the pure chanting of the holy name are taken away and destroyed, then my happiness will know its true awakening. Thus ends the Sharanagati of Thakur Bhaktivinod. The devotional poem you have been listening to, Sharanagati, was written in Bengali by His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur and was published in English by ISKCON Press. This presentation of it was produced by Radio Krishna at the KHQN studios in Los Angeles, California. Your narrator was Amala Bhaktadas, and the engineering and musical selections were under the direction of Vaibhavi Devidasi.